AFP World News Report 3. Lesson 1. Hello Kitty. 3. Listening Practice 2. A Global Phenomenon. From rucksacks to nail varnish to laptop cases, jewelry, and statues, there are some 50,000 products linked to the Japanese icon Hello Kitty. She is ubiquitous in Japan, her biggest market.And made a star appearance at the Tokyo Film Festival in mid-October. And for fans like Kazumi, it's an enduring love affair.
When Hello Kitty arrived on the market, it was sensational. At the time, I already loved cats. She was so simple and at the same time so cute. It was great. There were all different kinds. As a kid, I had Hello Kitty writing paper and nothing made me so happy.I still remember that feeling of happiness.
Hello Kitty first came on the scene in Japan in 1974. Today, some say she represents, to foreigners at least, an idea of cuteness in popular Japanese culture. But her story is not one without controversy. Fans were left stunned earlier in the year when the license holder revealed that she was not a cat at all, but rather an English schoolgirl. Cue much confusion.
I think the party line is Hello Kitty has been created in the form of a cat, and that's undeniable, whiskers, etc., etc. But she certainly inhabits the spirit of a girl, an icon, a best friend, etc.
Hello Kitty has a presence in some 130 countries. Cat or schoolgirl, opinions are divided, and according to her official designer, there are some changes afoot.
We are preparing to design some products like clothing aimed at the male market, and we are expecting that there will be more male fans in the future.
Kitty is a juggernaut that generates between $2.5 and $4 billion a year for its license holders. Not bad for a toy schoolgirl. Or is she a cat? 5. Summary.
Schoolgirl Kazumi Kaminaga had never seen something as cute as Hello Kitty when she first laid eyes on the moon-faced, mouthless character in a shop during the mid-70s. She is one of millions to have been bewitched by this Japanese icon.
2. Reading. Since the 1970s, kawaii has become a very successful subculture. Kawaii can be translated as cute.It describes those things that have an attractive, charming quality. In recent times, the term is often used to describe almost anything. Old people, pets, or cartoon characters can all be viewed as kawaii. Hello Kitty is one character that mixes Western and Japanese culture. It is a leader in the kawaii industry. Characters are on toothbrushes, phone cases, or lunchboxes. In fact,They are seen on products of all shapes and sizes. Fans enjoy buying kawaii goods and often wish to be kawaii themselves. They try to reflect the qualities of the products they enjoy. They dress and act in the colorful styles of their favorite characters. Thus, new subcultures in costumes and makeup have appeared. And this popularity is not limited to Japan. There is a worldwide interest in all things kawaii.The word kawaii has even recently entered the Oxford English Dictionary. The reasons for the kawaii boom are not fully understood. Some see it as an escape from the rules of society. Being part of a subculture may reduce the real pressures felt by many young people. But the interest is not limited to the young. Many kawaii fans are older people. Perhaps it is a chance to forget about the worries of work and family life.The kawaii boom, begun by Hello Kitty over 40 years ago, is now more popular than ever. For many, it is a continuing expression of Japanese popular culture.